Hey everybody, Erin Albert. Friday, November 26th. I guess technically today is Black Friday. We made it. And so, friends, I've decided that this will be the last episode of season 5 of The Edutainer. I've decided to take a little break for the remainder of the year. I'll be honest, I have to get my crap together for next year. I take very seriously during the month of December my own goals for the coming year subsequently. So, and because the last couple of years, I think we've all given ourselves a bit of a break, that time for me is now over. So I need to get real about getting back into what goals I want to attain for myself in 2022. But in order to do that, I kind of have to back up, look at a lot of data, see what I've already done, see what's working, what's not working, and then what I really am interested in and intrigued by that the marketplace still doesn't have. Because I'm here to serve you all. And in order to do that, I have to think about what I want as well. Like, what is missing in the marketplace that I can still contribute to and deliver to you all? Again, that takes a lot of homework, a lot of background work. But today, I wanted to review a couple of the highlights from season 5 in looking back through the episodes. I actually, in calendar year 2021 as well, technically had season 4 and season 5 both. Far and away, still, the number one series in this tiny little podcast has been around or focused on Sanditon, which is Jane Austen's last unfinished novel. We had a fan fiction writer series that was super popular here. Sandicon is coming to London in the UK in 2022. We had a guest on speaking about that as well. Lots of activity around that. Of course, Sanditon season 2 coming from out of the UK as well, thanks to the fandom. The fandom really put up a fuss in a good way to get that second season and not have the series finished. So I think I definitely need to give them a shout out. They've been doing a fantastic job in the fandom for Jane Austen. So that was definitely a highlight, I think, of 2021. Also, we had some good interviews in 2021 that got a lot of traffic. I know one of them was with our friend Mary Beth Cohart, who is also a type 1 diabetic herself. She is working on developing a sleepwear for women who also have insulin pumps. That was super popular here at the Edutainer podcast. So I'm thrilled that you are all supporting her on her own journey to help find unmet needs in the marketplace. And that's one of my favorite things, is trying to bring to you guys ideas that are unmet needs that people are working on. I think that's one of the biggest aspects of the podcast in terms of karmic reward, if you will, to the universe, making you aware of all the opportunities that are out there. And so with that, I also want to put on your radar screen, there are several leadership programs, actually, in pharmacy specifically and healthcare for 2022 that are currently taking applications or will be soon. I know we've already talked about the DASPL, the Diplomat of the American Society for Pharmacy Law, brand new leadership program that's coming in 2022. I'll be serving as a guest on a couple of other podcasts coming up talking about that program specifically. If you didn't hear about it and you have a passion for pharmacy and law in your mid-career, I would encourage you to go over to the ASPL podcast and listen to that episode or the episode that was previously here on the DASPL and the major components of it. Again, that one's for mid-career professionals. There are some others in pharmacy that are coming. I know ASHP is put out a call for their leadership and management program for hospital pharmacists, health system pharmacists for 2022. ACP, Academic Leadership Fellows Program, their call for nominations, I believe, is open soon as well at the end of this calendar year. So whichever niche in pharmacy you happen to be, and if you, like me, have kind of not focused as much as you want to in the past couple of years on your leadership building and taking your career to the next level through training and development, I would strongly encourage you to take a look at those leadership programs in pharmacy as well. I've been working hard the last couple of weeks to update the certificates, certifications, and professional designations list over at PayHip. You can check that out. If you are a super fan, you have a super secret deal, a discount, a Black Friday deal over at the Patreon blog. Go check that out because that will only be available for a limited time. I know a few of you out there have already taken advantage of that, so I know the coupon code works. So do check that out. I think that tracker is one of the most helpful tools that I use myself in looking ahead to what areas of practice I want to develop my skills on, be it, you know, high level leadership, be it a specific therapeutic niche or some type of administrative function, like in my world is pharmacy benefits, formulary management, etc. So do check that out. That is updated for 2022 and available over at PayHip. And the superfans, you have a coupon code right now for Black Friday. And that's about it. That's all I kind of want to close in on, although I do want to close and say thank you to all of you. I still continue to have new benchmarks, new all-time high listeners to this tiny little podcast that happened again a week or so ago. I want to thank each and every one of you for stopping by this tiny little podcast and checking out what we're working on over here. Season 6, got to go away and work on that for a while too. I'm going to kind of crunch the numbers, look at the data. I believe in analytics strongly and kind of let that guide me on where and when and other things that I need to either finish up or start. I know Punk Rock Pharmacy was kind of a e-subscription model book that I wrote this year. I've got to wrap that up as well for the just before the new year is finishing that up, thinking about some of the final topics that'll go into that publication. If you subscribe to that, thank you for playing along with that experiment as well. It's been a long, fun journey there, thinking through how do I build a book while I have subscribers that are consuming the content real time? It's been very interesting. And in fact, that idea came from the fan fiction writers over at Sanditon in the Jane Austen series. So that was fun. Although in 2022, I think my book project will probably be a little more finite, if you will, rather than a subscription model. And I think I've got my topic honed in on as well, but more to come on that in the new year. And yeah, that's all I've got. Thank you so much. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I am thankful for each and every one of you this year in 2021. Although we're still not quite through this pandemic yet, I think it's fundamentally changed how we approach our work and our lives. And I think hopefully that is for the better to start making those decisions about where you want to go next in your career, if you're happy, how to do more of that in your career and keep that satisfaction alive, or move on to something else new and exciting. With that, it's Erin Albert. It's been a pleasure serving you over the past crazy year plus. On this tiny little edutainer podcast, I'll be back in the new year, when and where. I'll keep the super fans posted over at the blog. Be sure to check that out if you are a super fan. If you're not a super fan, might want to check that out because I'm posting a lot more content over at the Patreon blog. So I'll be sure to put the Patreon link in show notes here. Thank you for your support if you are a super fan. And happy holiday season. I know this weekend I'll be putting up my tree, getting the lights out, doing the Hallmark movies. I know Netflix has some new Christmas movies out too. I'm a huge fan of those, so I'll be consuming that content. Thinking through my goals for the new year as well. Everyone take care, happy holidays, and I'm sure I'll be back soon for season 6.